Last week, we asked you for ballot measures you were watching in your state.
My name is Zach. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. Right now, the thing I'm most concerned about going into the midterm elections is in Missouri, we have three different medical marijuana initiatives on the ballot, and they are all conflicting.
Missouri is on track to become the 32nd state in the country to legalize medical marijuana. But like our listener Zach said, there are three different ballot questions on the topic: Amendment 2, Amendment 3, and Proposition C. If voters pass any of these measures, Missouri would join a growing number of red states with legal medical marijuana. Jason Rosenbaum is a political reporter for St. Louis Public Radio, and he's here to help us untangle it all.
The short answer is there are initiatives on the ballot because the Missouri General Assembly did not pass a program legalizing medical marijuana. There was an effort this year, and a lot of Republicans supported it, but it got bogged down in the Senate. The three initiatives are different, but by and large, they would allow doctors to prescribe marijuana for medicinal use for certain ailments. Since two are constitutional amendments and one is a statute, the two constitutional amendments are the things that people are looking at right now.
And we did get a call from a listener in Missouri who said they were confused by the three initiatives. Is there a really simple way to sort of explain the main differences between each of them?
Yes. Amendment 2 would basically have the proceeds go to veterans programs and would have the State Department of Health oversee a lot of the implementation of the program. Amendment 3, which is funded by an attorney doctor out of Springfield, Missouri named Brad Bradshaw, would have a much higher tax, and the proceeds would go to a medical research institute trying to find cures for cancer. Proposition C is fairly similar to Amendment 2, and in many respects, it might have been proposed in case Amendment 2 didn't make the ballot. It has a lower tax of 2%, and it does give local governments a little bit more leeway about whether they want to have, like, dispensaries in their particular jurisdictions.
And are voters encouraged by these amendments? Are they excited about them? Are they sort of indifferent? Do you expect they'll pass?
I think there is a very good chance that they will pass, mainly because Republicans have become much more amenable to medical marijuana, not only Republican legislators, but most likely Republican voters. Missouri has become a more Republican state over the past 20 years. And if you have a situation where a ballot initiative can pass in rural, suburban, and urban areas, then it's almost a certainty that it's going to be successful.
And you actually spoke about these measures with the Speaker of Missouri's House of Representatives, Republican Todd Richardson.
I will say that there has been a dramatic change in the conversation surrounding this issue, even in the 7 years that I've been in the legislature. If you told me when I'd walked in the door that you'd have as many conservative Republicans supporting some type of legalization of marijuana, I wouldn't have believed you.
I'm wondering, what do you think is leading that?
I think it's probably public pressure. There have been legislators who I've talked to who have said that their constituents have become overwhelmingly in favor of medical marijuana. And sometimes legislators go with what their constituents want. And another thing that I should also mention, too, is Missouri has a large population of veterans. Veterans, especially of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, have suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. And I think that there are more and more who are finding relief from that affliction through medical marijuana. I would think that especially if veteran constituents are telling their legislators about that, it can be pretty powerful to Republican politicians.
So I'm curious, if Missouri legalizes medical marijuana, how will that impact the surrounding states?
Not as much as you would think. Illinois already legalized medical marijuana some time ago, and Oklahoma, I'm pretty sure, voted to legalize medical marijuana this summer. So if this was 2010 and Missouri was taking this step, I think it would be more significant. But considering that there already are fairly conservative states that have already legalized medical marijuana, I'm not really sure it'll be as groundbreaking as people think. And I think that really the focus will just be on how the program will actually be implemented.
Jason Rosenbaum is a political reporter with St. Louis Public Radio. Thanks for being with us, Jason.
Thank you so much for having me.